You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Text into 78592 says, I've been an NFL season ticket holder for the last 15 years.
Cool.
Gone to every home game, and I still have no clue what's going on most of the time.
What?
I can't figure out the rules or what any of the penalties mean,
but
I'll just follow along with the crowd and make the same noise as everyone else does.
I love that.
I feel that, because honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing over here either.
Got it.
I just try and follow along with what everybody else in the room does and make noises that sound radio-ish.
Mm. That person could just be like a fun alcoholic.
Yeah.
Just like wants to drink in crowds.
But that's what this segment is all about, getting the truth out in the mass speaker. And one of our listeners wants to come clean today. He's chosen to go by Mike.
Ooh.
Good call on using the most generic name ever.
Mysterious Mike.
Seriously.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Do you guys know that in my neighborhood, on our block alone, we have 4 Michaels?
Really?
I mean, seriously, stop with the name, Michael. Even in this case.
That's your husband's name.
I know.
You forget which one is your husband.
What
That's
I,
why.
I call out Michael from my front porch and 3 people show up.
Well, Mike, welcome to the show. You are today's mass speaker. Voice changers on. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
This is probably something that you'll end up hearing about in the news.
What?
Whoa.
Like a crime?
Ooh.
No, not a crime. Hopefully all really good stuff.
Okay.
I guess a little about me. So I'm a social worker.
Good for you.
That's a great job, man.
It's hard, man.
Yeah. Hard work, rewarding work. I'm really dedicated to my job, and I haven't dated a lot. You know, a little bit, but nothing really serious.
Okay.
Anyway, I end up meeting this woman online, and I was really intrigued by her. The only thing that was kind of weird was that any photo I saw of her, she was wearing sunglasses.
Oh. That can be a red flag, right?
Oh.
Yeah, if it's every photo, yeah, that's weird.
What is the red flag?
When you take sunglasses off, people can look very different.
Mm.
It's almost like a
same with hats.
Catfish-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I see.
Just a mild case.
Sure.
Yeah. Sunflatfish.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like, you know, guys with hats and then they end up bald.
Hat
right?
Fish.
You know?
Yeah.
So did you pursue her?
Yeah. We messaged back and forth a little, decided to meet up. But she was, like, weird about where we could go. Like, we could only meet in certain neighborhoods or very particular times. And
oh, my God. It sounds like she's married, and she thinks the sunglasses will make it so her husband doesn't recognize her on a dating app.
Why'd you know that so fast?
Descriptive,
not
bro.
Where I
was. It is true.
Well, I mean,
I
if you can only go to certain neighborhoods, like, you don't want to be seen by people.
She could be a gang member, and she can't go into certain neighborhoods.
Or just not like spicy foods, like Alexis.
Yeah, well, like me.
Did you ask her about that?
I actually did. I asked her if she was married because it all definitely seemed weird and fishy. And
yeah.
Okay.
She's like, no, you know, I can't explain. Let's just go on a date and see how things go.
Okay.
Oh.
So now you're like intrigued and nervous.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So like we end up dating kind of in secret is how I would put it.
Oh.
Ooh, healthy.
Healthy.
I mean, how does that make you feel as a person going out with someone who like doesn't want to be seen with you?
Or tell anyone.
Yeah, it didn't feel great, but we would have a really good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to find out, she had very recently been divorced.
Okay. Well, that's good.
All right.
Yeah.
She's single.
That's not the M word.
Oh, married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was like monarch.
I went to a much darker word than that. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, her ex-husband was a billionaire.
Wait, what?
A billionaire?
Whoa.
B?
Yeah.
Is he famous? Would we know who he is?
Brooke, stop trying to move up.
I do want answers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Brooke's right, though. Not all billionaires are famous. We focus on, like, the top 5.
Well, I don't know how much I want to say about that one way or the other, because, I mean, there's only so many billionaires in the country, right?
True.
Yeah. Whoever they are, you don't want to get onto a billionaire's bad side.
No, dude.
Because they have a lot of power.
I mean, that was why we were kind of careful, because she didn't want to be seen out with another man. But the bigger concern was paparazzi.
Paparazzi. Well, I would assume there's paparazzi.
What's wrong with paparazzi? That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, how did you feel about that?
When she brought up the paparazzi thing, I thought she was joking. And then she shows me these photos of like her and her ex-husband from, you know, years prior. There were pictures of him meeting with big political leaders.
That's a dignitary.
Oh, my God. That's intimidating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I looked him up to figure out, you know, I wanted to see what his net worth was. Mm-hmm. And she's not lying.
Wow.
Okay. Wait, wow. Are you still dating her?
Well, fast forward a year.
A whole year.
Wow.
And we're engaged.
You're engaged?
Did she buy you the biggest rock ever, bro?
So that's a really sweet story.
Where are we having this wedding? Where do we need to go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll all come.
Again, I can't say too much, but once we're married, okay. Our plan is that I'm actually going to quit my job, and we're going to travel around the world helping different people. We want to build schools.
Aww.
Clean drinking water, all of that stuff.
Obviously, she's in charge of the planning.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to do some stuff to help some people.
Some water.
Yeah. He's going to tag along. Maybe.
Well, at least he's a social worker, so he's kind of doing what he already likes, just on a little bit of a bigger scale.
Yeah, dude, world level.
What that says about her, too, that she's like dating a social worker and that she doesn't care about money. You know, she sounds like a fantastic person.
Well, does it feel good to be able to tell somebody then, Mike?
It feels really good because I cannot really talk to anybody about this. Like, my parents still don't really know.
What? Oh, no.
Can you imagine that must be tough. Getting engaged and not telling anyone?
I could imagine not telling my parents for sure. But text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.